400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening, good news. The listener can see now as the headlines. Government confirms no Zambians affected by South Africa anti-immigration protests. Agra targets investment in soybean value chain to boost market access. And in international news, Iran sends response to U.S. proposals to end war.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakoma.
Now the news in detail. Government says out of a total of 8,223 Zambians residing in South Africa, no individual has been affected so far by the ongoing anti-immigration disturbances. Responding to a question in Parliament raised by Nkana, Member of Parliament Benua Mpondo, who asked the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation whether any Zambian citizens had been affected by the ongoing anti-immigration protests in South Africa, Acting Foreign Affairs Minister Princess Kasene said as of Wednesday, 6 May 2026, no Zambian had been affected. Ms. Kasene said the Zambian High Commission in Pretoria is closely monitoring the situation and remains engaged with the Zambian community in that country. She has added that government is ready to assist Zambian citizens should anyone be affected, further noting that out of 8,223 Zambians in South Africa, 277 are students.
No Zambians has been affected by the anti-immigration disturbances in South Africa as of May 6th of 2026. As of 6 May 2026, a total of 8,223 Zambian citizens were residents in the Republic of South Africa. Of these Zambians, 277 are students at three universities in South Africa.
The Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa says it is focused on attracting investment into the soybean supply chain to increase market access for the crop. Agra Zambia Country Manager Maziko Piri said soybean is an important cash crop, adding that there is need to improve farmers' access to markets so they can fully benefit from production. In an interview, Mr. Piri said efforts are also underway to develop new soybean seed varieties aimed at reducing the crop's yield gap. He said this is crucial for the growth of the sector and for achieving government's target of producing over 1 million metric tons of soybeans.
We are focusing, like I said, on maize around the enabling environment, but on soybean, this is a commercial crop. We are fully trying to bring in investment into supply chain for soybean, meaning storage capacity. We need to make sure that when the smallholder farmer grows the soybeans, there's access through supply chains to store it at the right price. And then off-takers can link to those storages. And we're talking about huge investments. The government is targeting 1 million metric tons of soybeans, but according to us, the overview, I think we can get 2 million tons if we put the right market in place. Because the issue is the market. And we're also working on seed varieties as well to increase, to reduce the yield gap of soybeans.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia has described the government's decision to stall negotiations with the United States government over the health deal as a bold move for the country. Government recently disclosed that negotiations on the health deal with the U.S. have stalled due to the inclusion of terms it considers unacceptable, including provisions related to data sharing, which it says would violate citizens' rights to privacy. Organization President Tigran Mwape said government should prioritize the welfare of Zambians and safeguard their interests. Mr. Mwape has further urged government to maintain its current stance, adding that Zambia is a sovereign nation with the capacity to manage its own affairs.
Zambia is a sovereign country, meaning that it should be able to have full control of everything that has to do with our country. And in this aspect, sharing data, it means that we are exposing our own citizens to the outside world, and it simply means that everything that pertains to individual human Zambian citizens will be accessed by foreign entities. So by preserving the data for the country, for us, we clearly commend the government for this bold move that has been undertaken, and at the same time also protecting our precious minerals.
The Fire Services Union of Zambia has called on government to urgently recruit more firefighters, warning that the current workforce is insufficient to effectively meet the country's emergency response needs. Speaking to Hot FM News, Union President Josphat Zulu said the current number of about 1,700 government-employed firefighters is inadequate to efficiently manage operations across the country. Mr. Zulu has revealed that a large proportion of those currently providing fire and rescue services are volunteers, a situation he described as unsustainable. He has further noted that government has not conducted any firefighter recruitment in the past 5 years, a development he said has placed significant pressure on the already stressed workforce.
Currently, we have got 1,700, somewhere there. That's the number of firefighters that is countrywide. That number is not enough, looking at how we operate. The operation currently demands that the government employ more firefighters countrywide. We have got a number of firefighters who were trained by the National Fire Training School, who are currently not employed. Some of them are doing meetings, volunteer firefighting, and so forth and so forth.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says that flights into Kasama are now frequently full owing to good work by the Civil Aviation Authority. Speaking at Kasama Airport this morning when welcoming a five-member team representing the CAA board on tour of the Northern and Lokula airports, Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao said Zambia has moved away from discussing potential of the Northern Province to actualizing it. He said Lusaka-Kasama flights had previously dwindled due to poor airport infrastructure, but the coming of the new airport has changed the entire air travel profile into the region.
We want to say thank you for what you have done here, number one, for this airport. I'm very grateful to Australia. We could have been driving to Malta to just go and access the services that we now have right here at home. Now we are just getting so from here to be further in here now, something that has not been the case for a very long time. I think the last time we made this airport was taxi. Now we have it here.
And CAA board chairperson Captain Gabriel Kunda said the board will visit facilities in the two provinces to appreciate developments and challenges.
We are here just to appreciate the airport facilities, and we are here to inspect airport facilities in Kasama and the rest of the
news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Iran has sent its response to U.S. proposals to end the war via mediators in Pakistan, Iranian state media report. No details have been released. The U.S. has not made details of its proposals public either, but reports suggest they center on a 14-point memorandum of understanding which could lead to negotiations on Iran's nuclear ambitions. The BBC has more.
Iranian state media say Tehran has sent its response to the latest U.S. proposals to end the war in the region. It said it was delivered through Pakistani mediators, but it did not give further details. Maritime tracking monitors say a Qatari vessel carrying liquid gas appears to have crossed the Strait of Hormuz. If successful, the fuel transit, approved by Tehran, would be Qatar's first export via the strait since the war began. However, Qatar's prime minister firmly criticized Iran for an attack in Qatari waters on a commercial bulk carrier. Passengers stranded on board a cruise ship for several weeks by a deadly outbreak of Hanta virus are finally being returned home.